AstraZeneca and the University of Oxford, among the front runners in the quest to deliver a COVID vaccine, are now facing several questions about their trial results after acknowledging a manufacturing error. What is this really about? Does it affect us potentially in India? Rishika joins us for the very latest.
Well, AstraZeneca and Oxford have said that their vaccine was 90% effective when given a half dose followed by a full booster dose. And that two full doses actually showed only an efficacy of 62%. But now Bloomberg has reported that the head of the U.S. vaccine program claims that the dose showing the higher level of effectiveness was tested A, in a younger population, and B, that the half dose was given only to some people, that too because of a manufacturing error, almost making it sound like this has been a lucky break. There's no clarity on this issue from AstraZeneca yet, but there are several questions that need to be answered. The questions at this moment are, was the half dose given because of a manufacturing error? Was the regimen that showed 90% efficacy only tested in a younger population? Will the Oxford vaccine therefore get regulatory approval in the United Kingdom? Now, what does this mean for India? Has India tested the dosing regimen which shows the 90% efficacy? And if we haven't, will the Indian regulators grant approval for this vaccine dosage which shows 90% efficacy? Several questions at the moment that remain unanswered. We have tried to connect with the drug controller. We've also tried to reach out to the Serum Institute. We are awaiting more clarity.
Rishika, thank you very much for joining us. I'm joined now by Dr. Shahid Jameel. He's a leading virologist. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. People in India would have just one question, sir, at this stage. Does this affect us? Is the data that unreliable that we shouldn't accept this drug? How would you reply?
No, I don't agree with that, Vishnu. I think it's a sort of a blessing in disguise. Firstly, I'm very assured that they have agreed to this error. They have accepted this error. These things do happen. The point is that you come out transparently and openly about it and say that there was an error instead of trying to hide the error. So that's reassuring. Now one has to go back to the drawing board and really see why this happened, whether it was a manufacturing error or whether it was a dosing error, what was it? I don't have information about whether it was done in a younger population or otherwise. What I do know is that the smaller dose was tested in UK, the bigger dose was tested in Brazil. So it could also be population differences. We don't know that yet. The jury is still out. Let's wait and see.
Dr. Jameel, a couple of important points that you've mentioned. Firstly, when you're talking about that 90% efficacy having been achieved on the basis of a half dose and a full dose, that could be a mistake. But I think the point is that that actually works well. If the science behind that is discovered, then that could actually end up saving many lives and making this much
exactly,
more efficacious.
That's what I was coming to, Vishnu, that discoveries in science are often based on serendipity. The point is whether you have an open and prepared mind to understand it and to make the best use of it. So yes, you're absolutely right. It could be a blessing in disguise. Imagine if half dose works better than full dose, suddenly, without increasing infrastructure and capacity, you have twice as many doses.
Correct. However, Dr. Jameel, there's a problem there as well. And the problem is, from the little that we know at this stage, this half dose followed by a full dose is shown to be particularly effective for those individuals up to the age of 55. And those above, it's not, to the best of my knowledge, been tested. So even that 90% that we believed AstraZeneca was hitting, it may hit, but for younger people, not older people.
Yeah. So that's why really I believe that all this debate about 90%, 92%, 95% is really a futile debate right now, simply because this is efficacy by press release.
Right.
This is not efficacy based on publications.
No, that's efficacy based, you're absolutely right. Which actually does bring me to my next point, Dr. Jameel. The accusation is that it is efficacy on the basis of press releases because Oxford hasn't released enough data, particularly, for example, to the US
Nobody
FDA, and which yeah. might be problematic in terms of their acceptance in the USA. Now, what are your views about that?
Well, all vaccine companies have so far reported efficacy only through press releases. I have not seen any publication of BioNTech, Pfizer, or Sputnik, or Moderna. So all of them are based on press release. Now, the US regulator, they have a very strong regulatory system. The US FDA will look at it closely, and they will decide whether they would allow this in US or not.
Okay.
If they don't allow it in US, it will certainly be a setback, and a setback in terms of perceptions as well as setback in terms of monetary value. But the jury is still out on it. Let's
and
wait
it,
and see
it may
what
not
happens.
Affect the, it will not affect the decision of the British regulator, and that decision will not affect our regulator over here, right?
No, it won't.
I mean, we all take our own decisions. So therefore, I think one final point over here for those who might worry thinking that, look, yesterday we believed this was such a great vaccine candidate and now we are questioning it. We are questioning it. That's fine. That's what we do. But it has shown, and if we believe the claim, to be effective above 60% and possibly 70.4%.
Right.
That is above the threshold in any case. So this is an academic discussion. They say they've done more than 50%.
So one other point I would like to make is that we are so focused on this 90-95%, but we are missing the point about coverage. I would any day take a vaccine that is maybe 60-70% efficacious, but we are able to cover 90% of the population. As opposed to if you have a vaccine that's 90% efficacious, but you can only cover 50% of the population.
Or you can't cover any of it because it has to be stored in minus 70.
Right.
So lots of key issues over there. Dr. Jameel, we could keep talking about this, but